Chapter 20. It was evening when Mira came back down from her room. She had taken a short nap, cleaned herself up, and dressed in a soft magnolia robe with a brown cord girdle. She found Broggle and Fwirl sitting together in the orchard.
Hello, you two. Well, Fwirl, how was your sewing lesson?
Broggle pulled a face and held his paws up.
Don't even ask, Mira. We'd just finished with that coverlet when in marches the good sister with a crowd of muddy, wet dibbins. She made us help her to physic and bathe them.
Mira winked and smiled at Fwirl.
That's Sister Arganet for you.
But that wasn't all,
the squiddle maid went on to explain.
She admired our needlework so much that she found us a lot of old sheets which needed repairing. So now I know all about sewing, thanks to you cutting a piece from the coverlet. That started it all.
The three friends were still laughing when Flobert and Egbert came running along.
Hi there, have you put your names down for the wall race?
Mira clapped a paw to her brow.
Great seasons, I'd forgotten. Is it this evening? Come on, pals, we'd better get to the gatehouse.
Fwirl was all agog.
What's a wall race? Can I take part?
Broggle chuckled at his pretty friend's eagerness.
Of course you can, Fwirl. You should be good at it. Every beast who enters has to nominate how they'll run, wall or grass. The grass runners run alongside the wall on the ground, but the wall runners go along the parapet of the ramparts. The race starts from the threshold over the gatehouse, and you run right round the four walls back to the starting spot. Any beast can enter, but it's usually the good runners who win. The elders just watch.
They gave their names to Hawk. Egbert, Flobert, Mira and Fwirl, nominated to go by the wall. Gundil and quite a few other moles, who were not fond of heights, nominated to go on the grass course. Fwirl asked the mole what the prize was, and Gundil touched his snout knowingly.
He'll soon find out if he wins, beautiful miss.
Formal Brawl marshalled the runners on the grass, kindly allowing the dibbin entrance a starting line far ahead of the rest. She kept pointing and explaining to the little ones.
Hume goes that away. Remember now, that away he be running.
Up on the parapet, old Hog was lining the wall top runners in position. Alongside Flobert, Fwirl watched the antics of Formal Brawl and the dibbins curiously.
What's the Formal telling them, Flobert?
The hedgehog chuckled as she explained.
She's telling them which way to go. When the race starts, some of the little uns are so dozy that they run all over the place, in the opposite direction, back to the abbey, wherever. Last time, some of them ended up dashing into the pool or straight into the gatehouse. You can never tell with dibbins, they get so excited.
Fwirl watched the dibbins dancing up and down. Their faces are like chattering to one another in baby talk.
Bless their little hearts.
Burab's nose had recovered sufficiently for him to start the race. He stood on the gatehouse steps, holding a yellow flag which had once been a grain sack.
All contestants, pay attention, please, for the annual wall and grass race. What? You must observe the jolly old rules. No shoving or pushing. Straight round the wall boundaries and back here. No shortcuts or secret routes. Righto, chaps and chapesses. Good luck to every beast, and let's have a good, clean race. Ready? On your marks. Get set. Go!